Welcome to Wicked
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, with co-host John Doerr, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. How's it going, John?
Good, James. Good to be with you again.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, John?
I've been working on industrial boilers.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, actually it is.
I hear you blew out your shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, nobody needs to know that.
Yeah.
We were just talking just before the show about the latest and greatest, the Ruskies and the Americans, and the latest atrocity to take place, which is a jetliner full of passengers getting shot down.
Right.
Is that what happened? All right, and it was an external explosion based on the forensics at the on-site.
Right. That's the latest information coming out.
That
it was an external explosion.
Okay.
So, you know.
That's not antagonizing, really. I mean.
Yeah, not at all.
I mean,
yeah.
They did it to the Iranian Airlines. And
right, right.
They do this every now and then. It's just
right.
Normal.
Yeah, it is. Well, for the American, you know, parasites in charge, yeah. This is what they do.
Parasites make them sound like small and cute. Maybe.
Okay,
maybe
vampires?
Yeah, that's getting better. I would call them monsters.
Yeah, I know.
So what's the American media saying about this?
I haven't really seen much about that. I just saw a little blurb about it. On Facebook, I haven't really, I hear, you know, like over the TV a little bit, you know, they're investigating and blah, 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 and, you know, American media doesn't tell you shit about anything. They just gloss over everything.
Right. Well, my issue is, why would anybody be watching American media still after
right.
That incident with, what's it called? What was it? The Virginia shooting.
Right.
I mean, that was so brutally stupid that
mm-hmm.
I mean, anyone in their right mind who saw that, anyone with a right mind.
Right.
That doesn't speak very highly for Americans. I mean, are people really that stupid?
Apparently they are, James.
I have a hard time believing that.
I don't. I live here.
Well, they must be putting extra doses of fluoride in the water.
Yeah, and extra brainwashing in the television.
Extra. I mean, we get that shit up here, too. I mean, CNN,
right.
Fox News.
But,
I mean, we somehow managed to find our way through the web of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between Americans and the rest of the world? I mean, this is your opportunity to nail it on the head, or hit it on the head nail, or fuck it. Anyways, you know what I mean.
Basically, I believe it's highly institutionalized nationalism. Under false pretenses, which in and of itself is a huge form of brainwashing, mass brainwashing of the general public of the United States. There's people still under the assumption that the government works for them and their best interests and all this bullshit, when in reality, everyone in the government is basically a buffer for the elites to work their evil, and it's basically turned into a doublespeak, as it were.
Right.
The evil is glossed over and reversed. In other words, they lie directly to your face and tell you the exact opposite of what they're doing to make you believe it. And, you know, they wash it over with lots of nationalism and, you know, go America and... you know, rah, rah, rah. And everybody, right. You know, it really is pathetic how massively the United States public is brainwashed by their owners to murder. And
yeah, they condone it. They're like,
right, exactly.
Oh, that's okay.
Right,
you're
we can kill, you know, millions of people because our leaders said, you know,
they blew up
they
two
did
buildings.
It. Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I got something for you. Today, mm-hmm. I put together most of it. It's not done. I still got work on it. But
right.
I'm putting together a video, part of a new series I'm doing. I'm just doing short little itty-bitty bites for people to, like, chew on and swallow. Because if you give them a whole movie, they're like, oh, my God, that's way too much information. And you know what? The other thing they do is if there's no video on it, they're like, I'm not watching this. There's no video.
Right.
Can't listen.
Well, exactly. Hence the brainwashing and you know, the retardedness of the majority of people out there. They need to be entertained even when they're told the truth that they're being lied to.
I got this drain in my hair now, and when I try to hold the phone on the side, it doesn't go very well. Anyways, beside the point.
Put it to the other ear.
I can't do it. I'm not ambidextrous with the phone. So there's two ways you can go about fixing the situation.
Uh-huh.
You can rally the herd and follow them in your direction, even if it means lying to them and coercing them and, you know, whatever you have to do.
Manipulating them.
If it's going to save them. I mean,
right.
If someone's going to walk right off a cliff or, you know, you're going to say whatever you can do to help the fucker. Because,
right.
You know, you have care and you have compassion. You're going to do something
right.
In the name of God, in the name of good, in the name of right.
Right.
Because it's ingrained in a good person to
mm-hmm.
do the right thing. And, you know, anyone who doesn't give a shit about anybody but themselves,
mm-hmm.
who does see this happening, will just stand by and watch the person fucking fall into the rocks and splatter into bits. But
right.
That
cheer them on.
An asshole.
Right.
And people like that should be beaten up.
Right.
Beaten up to a pulp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the pretext and the context to which they're going to involve the American people, the British people, the Canadian people, the German people, everybody in the fucking world in this
right.
goddamn conflict that has no basis in reality whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not real. They invented it. It's not
right.
even real.
Absolutely.
And it all goes back to 9/11, and it all goes back to even
yep.
further than that.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a complex web of lies. And
uh-huh.
if you get one lie wrong, you
mm-hmm.
can make the wrong choice. And so that is, I mean, I would say, like you've said it before, I say cut it off at the stem, but you say take them out by the ankles.
Right.
Same idea. It's like
mm-hmm.
get the problem where it stands.
Right.
So
absolutely. I just saw hundreds of thousands of Syrians basically protesting, telling Americans, the American military, to get out of Syria. And they're siding with Assad and the Russians. So, I mean,
hold on, sorry.
You know, there's your reality right
this
there.
Is, it's, first of all, they expect that people are so uninvolved and uncaring and unintelligent that they wouldn't know anything outside the United States to begin with. Second
right.
of all,